Before we get to this week's edition of News AF, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors. Those are friends over at True Car who have some useful tips they might not be aware of, like how a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean the interior of your car. You could also remove the excess weight from your car to improve its gas mileage. And you could also place your keychain remote underneath your chin to increase its range. All weird tips. Now here's a tip that's not so weird. True Car can also help you get a used car too. That's right. True Car is not just for buying a new car. Oh no, with their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory, nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on the actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy a new or used car. And with True Car, you can see what other people paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. So you're more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sisson. Back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of July 24th, 2018, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
All right, here we are, last week of July, and a ton of great stories to talk about here with you guys once again here on News AF, here with my two best news finding bros. First, a man who has so much going on, he can't even pay attention to a Big Brother, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. It's not that I have so much going on. It's that I, Big Brother, it's too much, dude. Like, what is it? 9 hours a week
really
you got to watch?
Too much this year.
So
3 hours a week and then the live feeds.
Yeah. And, CBS network, heads have only had to go into the house 6 times to warn them about not being racist. Guys. Yeah. Hey, can you guys stop being racist for half a second? No. Mm-hmm.
It's a learning. There's a lot
terrible
of learning going on in the Big Brother.
Yeah, I'd say. Would you say that that's the best place to learn tolerance, yes, and love for, yes, is in the Big Brother house?
Yes. So much learning happening this summer. And a man who is so wise and so witty, he was asked by his high school to speak at their 20-year reunion. Please welcome the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
How did full of life that? Lessons. Full of life lessons. Someone looked it up, Tyson.
Yeah, Tyson.
That was so long ago.
I know, but someone recently looked it up.
Oh, and it's on the Facebook page?
So in the Facebook group, it was posted of... This is from Leslie Austin Devine said that I found this video featuring Danny Bryson randomly on YouTube. I kind of wonder, like, how randomly are we finding Danny Bryson videos on YouTube? But check this out. It's the 1997 20-year reunion. Danny Bryson speaks.
Yes.
Ooh, how long was it?
Let's see. It
like 5
is,
minutes, probably.
6 minutes.
I went a minute
6
over.
6 minutes of Danny Bryson. The audio's not great.
Let's just have Danny give us the bullet point.
But if there's a hell on earth, it's 11 good kids. Everything. A traveling.
We probably don't need to listen to this right now.
It's a little hard to make out, but it seems like that the room is laughing. There, it is funny that there is one woman that's in the foreground who is totally uninterested and very bored during the whole thing. And you can follow her reactions pretty well.
I wish
Benjamin
I could have
King
seen
in the
her.
Chat said. Did Danny play a video again to kill time in his speech?
I did. Always. That's what they wanted me to talk about were my videos.
Yeah.
I don't know. When people ask me to talk, and it doesn't happen very often, but when they do, I'm like, what can I possibly share? I am so far removed from your world.
Yeah.
That it's like there's nothing. It's like having an alien show up and discuss his civilization back home. It
you
like,
could
has
be
no
like, I
you.
Live in the same social class as you without having to do anything. Is that what you say to them?
No, I want to say your life has been much harder than mine. Your guys' life lessons are probably through the roof.
Yeah.
I don't know why your
dad didn't buy me a new car 1 year and I got mad.
Yeah, Danny doesn't have to.
You
go
should all be talking to me.
Lessons.
Yeah.
No. I'm tolerant because I don't go out and interact with anybody else. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to tolerate anything.
For our listeners to be super jelly, and Danny has probably surpassed me as the most interesting man on this podcast. Danny's in Costa Rica right now, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, I am. I just barely managed to bring my sweat level down to an acceptable level for this podcast.
Well, Danny, thank you for making the sacrifice to...
What time podcast. Is it there? Yeah.
Same time okay. as it would be at home.
Oh, nice.
Luckily.
Is, I was going to probably say something so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you were going to ask me if my kids are here, and the answer is yes, and that's why this is not a vacation.
Okay, no, so your kids are there. Yeah,
this doesn't count.
Okay.
This doesn't count as a vacation.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay. It's a trip.
Okay, so, well, all right. What's the highlight of the Costa Rica trip, Danny?
Right now, this podcast, because I'm in this room alone.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It feels so good okay. to be here.
Yeah.
Not elsewhere.
All right. Let's start to dive into our stories, because we have a huge story to talk about at this hour. And it's a story that is making a lot of headlines today about how Planet Fitness. Dan, do you ever go to Planet Fitness?
Oh, you know? All the time.
Yeah.
No, I guess I do.
Have you been there?
No, I've never been to Planet Fitness.
Yes, me neither.
We are currently now talking about the most wanted man from Planet Fitness.
Got us in this position, and I will say, it's hard to campaign against Mr. Planet Fitness Most Wanted.
Because there is a new Mr. Planet Fitness Most Wanted, and it is this man. Because Tyson, they advertise at Planet Fitness, hey, judgment-free zone at Planet
within
Fitness.
Within reason. Probably the small print said within reason.
And so, a man named Eric Stagno of
Massachusetts. You're just naming names?
This is in the news article.
He can.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the article.
Eric Stagno, suck it, bro. We're naming names. What did he do, Rob?
He visited a Planet Fitness in Plaistow, New Hampshire.
That's not a crime.
Well, then he walked in. He stripped down naked in the front. I guess in the front of the establishment, not just in the front of his clothes.
Body.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And then started walking around the Planet Fitness completely naked. And then settled in on the yoga mats, Tyson.
Was he wiping the equipment down after he was done with it?
No equipment, that's, yoga mats.
Well, yeah, but you wipe the yoga mats down too. That's equipment.
Yeah.
But, like, so what was he doing?
Yes, you should totally come to yoga.
Yeah, just he's gonna doing some yoga. Maybe it was broga.
I feel like if you're going to be doing some naked stuff, yoga is maybe one of the worst things to do naked.
No, I thought it was the most obvious to do naked is yoga.
Really? I'd rather sit on a bench and do like a lift weights naked than I would bend over so my butthole's protruding in everyone's face.
Protruding? What's wrong with your butthole?
Well, that's a yoga move.
Normally they're inverted, Tyson.
The yoga move, protruding butthole.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Does Danny, does he have a case here? I mean, it's supposed to be a judgment-free zone.
It doesn't say feel free to hang dong. Here, though, that's like probably if you read this the small print, it would say, you know, judgment free, but no hanging dong.
Yeah.
And he was hanging up, down, left, right, all over the place if he was doing some yoga.
You're still within the bounds of the law, even in a judgment free zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like churches, the most judgy judgment free zones on the planet.
No,
you cannot show up naked there.
Yeah, a lot of judgment.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but they're judgment free, but they also harbor the most judgment. It's real.
We're all going to judge, right?
Yeah.
Always, all the time, unless we're turned into robots.
Yeah. So,
oh God, robots are so perfect.
John in the chat says that the New Hampshire motto is live free or die. And that includes judgment free.
So if you include both those mottos into one super motto, it sounds like it's not unreasonable to go in and do naked yoga. There. Live Free or Die plus a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
Hang Dong equals Hang Dong.
Okay. Yeah.
Danny, let me ask you this question. Do you think that this man was discriminated against for not being hot enough to be naked at Planet Fitness? Like, if this guy had a better look.
Yeah. The more beautiful you are, the more I'm willing to excuse your bad behavior, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
common. That's not for me. I prefer when pretty people get in trouble more. Because it's like you walk around all pretty thinking you can get away with stuff. I love
it. But Tyson, if you had to look at a naked person, you had to. Mm-hmm. The men came and forced you. Would you rather look at a beautiful naked man or just a grotesque naked man?
Definitely a beautiful naked man. But if the police showed up and there were two naked men there, I would prefer that the beautiful naked man.
Okay, yes. And I agree with that. But if I'm at the gym and I have to see a naked man, I'd rather he be beautiful. I'd be less offended. So I'm with you. In both instances, just so you know.
I mean, this guy is super hairy. He has a giant beard. His hair.
I thought you were going to say giant balls.
I would imagine, you know, using my powers to extrapolate, I would think that there's going to be a lot of body hair going on. Tyson, you don't think that if this guy, you know, got a haircut, trimmed the beard, maybe got waxed, you don't think that there would be more acceptance for him at Planet Fitness?
So if he got queer eyed, do you think he'd be totally cool?
Couldn't hurt.
More acceptable.
Couldn't hurt. Maybe.
I think he'd still get the cops called on him.
Would have gone five more minutes before the police came.
Yes. Yes. That's what I think.
Well, it depends on the skin under the hair. Because sometimes hair
like blemished.
Well, or if it was stretch marked, or if it was
a lot of gray in the beard.
Like, what if the fatter I get, the more hairy I wish I were to cover up the fact that I'm. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is, what's he hiding under the hair?
It's a hairy cloak to shield your shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wish my butt were super hairy right now.
When it's protruding or even at all times?
All the times, but especially when it's a protruding beehole when you're doing the
When you're doing the protruding lotus. You wish that it was
the blossoming lotus, I think is what it's called.
Yes. Maybe if you could find some sort of rear end merkin, maybe that you could use that as some sort of camouflage.
I wonder what the least amount of clothing you could wear at a gym is.
Rob,
could you go in with the loincloth?
I didn't hear your comment because I was reading the comments here, and then Danny didn't respond to your comment, and I didn't either because I didn't hear it.
That's fine.
Can you tell us again?
It doesn't need to be repeated.
Okay. I just thought Danny was going to take it up, but then we had a pause, and then Danny just went on with a different idea.
That's fine.
No, yeah, because Rob got me thinking, what was the least amount you could wear to a gym?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, a Speedo. Would you get called on a Speedo?
No, I think you'd be fine with a Speedo, unless there's some requirements to wear a shirt. Because I bet that judgment-free zone isn't the only rule they have at this gym. Mm-hmm.
Do we know that for sure?
I bet they have to wear shoes that cover the toes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's pretty standard gym rule.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably have to wear shirts.
Or at the least, some pasties.
No, I think a tank top. Because if they didn't have to wear shirts, then every dude with any amount of muscle would be in there without a shirt.
Hopping his top.
Let's check out.
Putting on gun shows.
So why Planet Fitness? Okay, so it's a judgment-free summer. Apparently not at Planet Fitness. It's easy to join. This is not a paid advertisement. For just $10 a month. And what they say here is that free fitness training, friendly staff.
Yeah, my gym's for free and I don't even go to that one. And I could probably be naked in it.
A judgment-free experience at Planet Fitness. You belong. Our non-intimidating, welcoming, and supportive environment fosters a sense of community among our members. Okay.
Mm. Oh, scroll down to member stories. Maybe this guy's story's there.
Yes. Let's see if this guy has a memo that, and that's just one story, but maybe there's other stories here. Planet of Triumphs. Let's see. I got 99 problems, but I'm going to the gym and ignoring them all. Yeah.
Good.
So,
well, gym goers who saw this guy reported feeling sick, unsafe, and disgusted.
Yeah. And to prove
that's a lot of judgment, by the way, in those three comments right there. Very judgy.
And to prove that this is not a paid advertisement, there's cheaper gyms out there, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. The world is Tyson's gym. Yeah.
Danny, Planet Fitness, I feel like that their whole thing is like, oh, there's no like meathead muscle guys here that are going to bully you around at Planet Fitness. But I mean, this guy doesn't seem like he was even interacting with any of the other patrons that were at Planet
Fitness. Oh, you're not going to get bullied when you're naked, dude. Haven't you seen those YouTube videos where somebody picks a fight with a huge muscly dude and the dude starts to go to crush him and the other guy strips down all the way naked real quick and the dude just runs away.
Mm. It's like a form of defense
now is like taking your pants off as quick as you can.
Yeah. I think
this guy,
Baron Cohen has shown us that as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think this guy was just playing it safe, dude. He was just didn't want to get any clothing snagged. I know there's a danger, a real danger in weights and having your dong. We found that out with that story about Germany, right? That guy who got his dong stuck in some weights. This guy, you know, he was playing it safe. He was naked, but he was on the yoga mat. Mm-hmm. That was the safest place to be as a naked man.
Oh, this was the other question that I had about this. Tyson, do you think that this could have been a viral marketing stunt by Planet Fitness to get everybody talking about Planet Fitness, about how even though it's a judgment-free zone, that doesn't mean a naked zone?
No, I don't think they wanted that image. I think you got to go more with Planet Fitness being cool, like a different scenario where maybe people are working out in like suits or don't have workout clothes or something, but not the opposite where Planet Fitness has to crack down and call the police. They need to do the opposite where there need to be like, oh, check out this guy. He is not particularly like the workout type, but he's here and we're happy to have him.
Yeah, that's not really a news story, though. Okay, let's plan.
Okay, no, I can tell you right now, Tyson hit upon a great idea. If they wanted to get some viral marketing, they should go and have a clothing company make like a Lycra suit and tie workout outfit that's ridiculous, over the top, no one would ever wear, and then get someone like Nordstrom to sell it, and now they're on the news. Now they've got a silly outfit.
Get Nordstrom to wear it. First of all, show videos of a dude working out in a suit, and then have the suit come up for sale later.
Maybe tear off sleeves, like you can remove the sleeves super easy. Or maybe our idea about ripping shirts. Remember your idea about, Tyson, about a shirt you can easily rip open?
That's not my idea. I think Hollywood's been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Okay, but we talked about it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the shirts you can rip open, something along those lines.
You put a small incision here, a small incision here, and then make the fabric leak through here.
Yeah.
Bamboo Shrimp in the chat wants to know, is he have to ride a greyhound now? Is he a greyhound guy?
He's definitely greyhound.
This is a greyhounder. This is greyhounding activity.
Greyhound Fitness.
Sure.
Oh, this is a $1 billion idea, Danny.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's not, because I think a lot of these people don't work out, the greyhounders.
Well, they need a place to work out.
Well, maybe they should.
They've been banned from all the other gyms.
Yeah, but this is the only guy that's going to show up to the gym. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
This is why gym memberships are $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody pays and nobody goes.
Yeah, so all we need to do is start the Greyhound Gym so we can get in on that scam.
Okay. And it can truly be a judgment-free zone.
Okay. Let's plan out the marketing for Greyhound Fitness. Greyhound Fitness, truly a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
The stickiest gym on the planet.
Yeah. If you want to sexually harass yourself, you can do it.
Come see our hard bodies, Greyhound.
And have that spelled C-U-M.
Wow. This place wouldn't last very long. Yeah. It's going to get shut down by the feds real quick.
Be a huge hit.
Yeah, we definitely wouldn't be able to do any type of food services in this gym because we could never
No one's going to get a food handling permit there.
Not even protein shakes. We're not doing, we're not even going to have some sort of a juice bar.
No, don't even mention protein.
Yeah, you can, I mean, you can get a protein shake, but it's not going to be from behind the counter of the gym.
All right, all right. Well, do we even have a locker room at Greyhound Fitness? I feel like that we could
see. No, no, no showers, no locker room. Nowhere that's like an enclosed dark space. Yeah. Everything out in the open.
Even nice gyms, the locker room is a place that you do not want to get caught out in.
Yeah.
All right. Got old dudes just like strutting their mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time, me and my, when I was a professional, I'm laughing just thinking of this story. I was a professional cyclist in Europe, and at the end of one of the bike races, we had to go to this fitness center to shower. So the rules of the bike racing in Europe is that you always have to have a place for the riders to prepare before the race and get dressed and stuff, and to have showers afterwards. And so they find like they'll find like gyms or schools or fitness centers, or sometimes it's like military barracks or something for showering. And this one was at a gym, and we went in and showered, and the hallways were super narrow, and my teammate, right as soon as he got done showering, he came out and was walking through the hallway and kind of like ducked, and a dude touched him on the face with his naked bum. And the naked bum had not washed yet. No, not, I don't think it was intentional, but my teammate did not enjoy it.
Oh, well, yeah, that's odd. But here at Planet Shameless, bum touching,
bum to face.
Bum to face is, I guess, acceptable behavior.
That's okay. How they sign you
encouraged,
in.
Encouraged, maybe even encouraged.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have a key card. You just go in and just put your face up to the person at the front desk.
Push it up on the bum. Yes. Yep. You're like, you're in.
Oh, sorry. It's Greyhound Fitness, not Planet Shameless. Well, it's Greyhound Fitness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about our second top story at this hour. And there was a lot of buzz recently about a black sarcophagus which had been found. And a lot of people were talking about, what should we do? Should we open it? Is this Pandora's box? And it was opened, and there were a bunch of remains that were found inside, and then also some liquid which was found among the remains. And Danny, there are people that are clamoring to start drinking the red liquid sewage found in the sarcophagus.
It has a lot of the same vibes of like that Indiana Jones with the Nazis. But in this case, it's like Gwyneth Paltrow is the Nazi trying to get sarcophagus juice so she can sell it through Goop.
This is what's going to happen, dude. This is the demise of the planet right here. 94% Bergen just came up and said she needed more juice.
No, but 94% of the sarcophagus juice. This is bad, Bergen. Don't drink it.
94% of the population will die because of the outbreak that is caused by this 2,000-year-old disease. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here's the thing. The juice itself did not come from the sarcophagus. They say the seal on the sarcophagus was broken, and that the stuff from the street, the sewage, the water, just seeped through the ground into the sarcophagus. So it's a couple hundred years of street juice that you'll be drinking, not some special liquid, you know, that some Egyptian king stored in a sarcophagus.
Yes. You like the juice, huh? The juice is good. this is a change.org petition that was started by a man named Innes. And Innes says, "We need to drink the red liquid from the cursed dark sarcophagus in the form of some sort of carbonated energy drink so we can assume its powers and finally die." And 21,669 people have signed this change.org petition, which means that it has officially become a law in Canada, and it is on its way to 25,000 signatures, Tyson.
Wow.
That is a lot. So once it surpasses...
The world's biggest Jonestown.
Yeah, once it surpasses that many, it's even more than a law. It's something, it's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
25,000 people want to die.
Yeah.
Who? This guy who made the change.org petition, he has to be kidding. It sounds the way he's written that it's a joke.
So maybe this is just a
that sounds like
funny
a joke.
Bro.
Mm-hmm. An energy
I think it's
drink?
A funny bro.
I think if you add enough of the chemicals from energy drinks, you're going to neutralize any of the sewage.
Well, I also think that energy drinks already contain a lot of things found in the sarcophagus juice. They're very similar already, especially if you go out to the U.S. and get some of those energy drinks.
Yeah. So, Danny, if somebody was to boil the red sarcophagus juice, would that solve most of the problems?
Yeah, then you got a great facial. I mean, they have the vampire facial with the blood. Mm. They have the urine facial, I think, or semen facial. So now they have the sarcophagus facial. If you boiled it down to a nice consistency, get it on there. Now you're selling that for $10,000 a pop.
Yeah,
on Goop.
But boiling it is going to kill all of the specialness in it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know that. It's got ancient special remedies, Tyson, that we don't know about anymore in the modern world because that knowledge was lost with the Egyptians.
We lost it with them. Okay.
We lost it.
All right. Well, let's shift gears to talk about this week's worst airline passenger of the week. And this is one who this is a story that was sent to us by a number of our listeners
so
because of both the incident and the airline on which the incident took place. This is a woman who was flying from Britain to Poland on Wizz Air, Danny.
Mm.
Yeah, not surprised with a name like that, that something like this is going to happen on it.
Yes.
It's interesting, too, that you... Yeah, it is true. It's like, and not even that it's related to urinating Wizz Air. It's just like, why are these companies that are like, let's make a budget airline that sounds like it's a budget airline?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't they do like, let's make a budget airline that sounds like it's not, like luxury deluxe airlines. These guys are like, Wizz Airlines, come with us. We're the cheapest.
Yep. And on this Wizz Air flight, there was a woman who needed to use the bathroom and was told that for whatever reason, the bathroom was unavailable. I'm not sure if somebody was in there or if the bathroom was defective or some other reason. So this woman took matters into her own hands and got down into a squat position and then relieved herself on the floor of the said Wizz Air flight.
Why is she on the phone?
Well, okay, so I'm
she's calling someone.
I'm gonna play the video for you because at first I was like, okay, well, you know, this was an emergency. She had to go. But she seems pretty horrible based on the video. And there's subtitles here. I'm not going to show you the video because it's kind of graphic because she has her pants down. And I'm not sure if we're allowed to show you that. But let me play you the video of this. But the woman gets down into the squat and she gets she's on the phone as she's peeing on the floor of the airplane.
Is the airplane mid-flight?
Yes. Or... So actually, I think that this might be right before the plane takes off. I think that they told her she wasn't allowed to use the...
Yeah, that's what it said in the article. Yeah. It said it's right about to take off, which is probably why the bathrooms are closed.
So, and she's actually speaking in another language, so I will translate. So she's on the phone saying, I'm peeing in the aircraft on the phone. She's on the phone talking about this. I asked them if I could use the toilet, but they said it's forbidden right now. Now I'm peeing in the galley. Yes, in front of them. Again, I don't know who she's giving a play-by-play of this to, but it's quite incriminating.
Her lawyer, hopefully.
She says, yes, like that woman you remember in the bar. Police are coming because it's my fault. All my fault.
Yeah, I did ask.
That is... disgusting.
I know.
You are a grown woman.
I know.
Get up off the floor.
I know.
That is disgusting.
I know.
So why are you doing it?
I know. I did ask.
Why are you doing it?
Can I go, please? this to the toilet.
So you think it's all right just to sit down and no, on the floor like
I
that?
Couldn't say it. I said, please go to the toilet. They said no. They did say no.
Yeah.
I know. That's not okay.
You strip away that thin veneer of civilization and we're all animals.
Yeah, we're going to get the plague, I think, eventually as we're reverting back into the medieval times where we're just like walking through everybody's piss.
I know.
Yeah. Sarcophagus right. Juice, a public urination.
You said, come on.
I know. Listen, if it's really an emergency like that, there's a couple options you have.
Let's hear them.
You just go. Even though they say no, they're not allowed to physically check you, I think. The stewards and stewardesses are not allowed to just stop you.
You go just into the bathroom.
You just get in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they know that, too. And I think that is maybe protocol is, like, we landed once, and a dude was like, my son is going to piss everywhere. You got to let him use the bathroom. And they're like, sir, you have to stay in your seat. It's the law. And he's like, I refuse to. You want him to piss all over? And they're like, sir, we have to let you know that you need to stay in your seat. It's the law. That's the only stand we can take. What? And he kept screaming, and they were just like, they couldn't make it any more clear. Like, if you have to go to the bathroom, but by law, we have to tell you to stay seated for liability purposes. And finally, somebody next to him was just like, I think you're good. Just go to the bathroom, because we were taxiing. And so he did run back, but he's like, you want him to pee all over. And they're like, sir, you guys need to stay in your seats. It's the taxiing and it could be bumpy. And you're like, nothing's going to happen. So he did. So the one thing is just do that. If they're going to check you and for some reason you cannot get in the bathroom, go back to your seat and find something to pee in. Like a water bottle, a coffee
cup.
That's easier for some
passengers than others.
Exactly.
Well, you cover yourself with a blanket and do it that way. And if you can't, pee on the floor at your seat in private.
Tyson's got it all
like
figured
you
out.
Get there's this is like peeing in the front of everybody. Like, this is the worst option that you could have chosen.
You look like animal when you
look like an animal.
Way.
You're definitely going to get in trouble. And that's the two things. You're breaking the law. You're breaking the law in the other circumstance where you're peeing in your own seat. But even if you have to pee your pants, dude, I don't know.
Yeah. This is John in the chat wants to know, is the twist in the story that the man was Tyson's dad?
What man?
The man.
The man of the story who had to take you to the bathroom, Tyson.
It's going
to
pee everywhere. Yeah.
It actually was not. It was not. Yeah. But I was like a seat away from him. I was like in front of him, and they were wigging out. And I was like, I do not want this boy pissing anywhere around me. And I was just like, just take him to the bathroom. You can already tell how passive they don't care. They want you in the bathroom too, but they cannot tell you to use the bathroom at this time because the plane is moving.
Mm-hmm. Now, Danny, this was, again, before the flight takes off. In the video, the cockpit door is open. What did they just tell the woman that she wasn't allowed to use the bathroom yet, and then she was vindictive and then said, I'm going to go on to the bathroom on the floor? Because it seems like if this was a true medical emergency, and I'm trying to be very sensitive to that, and the bathroom wasn't occupied, even if it's not working, I feel like go in the sink. Okay, maybe they can't flush the toilet, but she could go in there. What's the issue?
So if this were a poo, we'd be able to gather a lot more information by finding out whether or not it was soft or hard. It's really hard to guess what the intention was from pee, right? Out of anger, out of desperation.
She is having a phone conversation with somebody and giving a play-by-play of what she's doing.
Yeah, she probably did that because sitting there pissing in the galley in silence. I think I would much rather be on the phone with someone being like, hey, what's up?
No, you're my backup right now.
I just don't want to talk to these people. Yeah, so I don't have to talk to the stewardess. I'm like, I'm on the phone right now. Please don't disturb me.
Yeah. Do you think that there was really somebody on the other end of that conversation?
The thought that there might not be, by the way, is hilarious.
But I think the flow that went with it, there was. But I also thought that maybe there wasn't.
Okay, no, I'm just over here peeing right now. Yes, you remember like that one time we saw that person in the restaurant do this.
I know. Yeah, that was weird that she referenced a previous experience. Maybe to kind of like subconsciously try to justify it to
it's okay. People are doing this
like,
now.
I've seen this happen before. I know people do this. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not doing anything wrong.
I'm from a different country, so I don't know your customs. I'm assuming you pee everywhere because I saw a video.
I liked it was a British flight attendant because it makes it seem like it was even more impolite that she's doing this.
That is disgusting.
I know.
You are a grown woman.
I know.
Get up off the floor.
I know.
That is disgusting.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know. All those things I know.
Yeah.
You are disgusting.
I know. I know. I know, right?
If you were to choose any airline to be a flight attendant for, who would it be?
Not Wizz Air.
Okay. One.
What about Red Sarcophagus Juice Air?
Ooh. Is that Tyson's airline that he's going to start up?
I don't think there's gonna be enough toilets on that thing. Once everybody starts drinking the Red Star Sarcophagus Juice, I bet that you're going to need a toilet in every seat. Every seat is a toilet? Okay. Now you got something.
On our flight over here, my kid was real excited to use the airplane toilet because he thought that it just released all of his waste into like the air.
Did
and
you
it
let
fell
him,
on the people below.
Did you let him know
No, I'm sorry.
True?
I mean,
You broke
the
news
to him. I did. I know. It was like telling him Santa Claus wasn't real. He was
but you're still telling him about Santa Claus and Jesus?
Yeah, but not about the toilets. I should have kept all of them up. He seemed so happy to think he was releasing his waste.
It's either lie about everything or tell them the truth. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we need a stinger for the podcast that's like, you are going to Greyhound.
A one-way ticket to Greyhoundville.
Like a stamp sound, like stamped.
Yes. What do we do with her? You're going to Greyhound.
Tell you right now that the toilets on the Greyhound are never working, so this is acceptable behavior.
They always have an island of poo in them.
Or a hole cut out on the floor.
In the same way that we have on the flight where an oxygen mask comes down, the FAA mandates that there is a life vest under every single seat, your cushion can be used as a flotation device. Should there be for emergency situations such as this, some sort of a
emergency catheter,
emergency like a bedpan for you to use on a flight?
No, because people will be abusing that.
Yeah, no, that's why I think you do the emergency catheter, because only a person in a real emergency would jam a catheter in there to trap their pee.
Okay, well, what about this? What about, could the flight attendants have access, Tyson, to the emergency flight bedpan?
Or adult diaper. Like, there's an air sick bag, and then there's an adult diaper.
It'd be hard to get an adult diaper on, but if you said, like, hey, I need the bedpan right away. I know.
How about this? If you use the bedpan, the stewardess brings it over and says, by using this bedpan, you admit that you are a Greyhound passenger and from now on will be unable to travel on any and all airlines.
It comes with a lifetime ban for the airline.
Yep. Not even from the airline, like a no fly, like a 6 month no fly or something.
Yep.
I think if you could do something that's so strict that people are unwilling to break the rules.
Yeah,
you know,
they would rather the urine come out of their eyeballs than use the... Mm-hmm.
Like, they end up just starting to do, like, calisthenics to try and sweat it off before they pee their pants.
Does that work? Is that science you're quoting
there?
I
think if you have to pee and you go out in the heat and are doing something that makes you sweat profusely, I think you can stave off your pee a little bit.
In fairness to the woman, there is quite the river which comes out of her. But Danny, is this possible? Could this be, again, we have to look at everything with a critical eye. Could this be a faked video? Because the woman does not seem to be reacting really at all to her being filmed. Is this like some sort of a surveillance film? Because it looks like it's being filmed vertically with somebody's phone camera. But she's not like, hey, no filming. No, like she's not trying to shut it down.
Maybe she
doesn't even appear to be looking at the camera.
Maybe she's a professional golden shower giver. Or maybe like that's her thing. She has like a website called Gilda's Golden Shower.
I was going to say, could this be viral marketing for Wizz Air?
Or for this woman so she can get more work doing live web streams of golden showering. Mm, I mean, both of them.
I don't know if we know her name. I don't know if it was listed in the article.
But it does seem suspicious that we're seeing a woman whiz on Wizz Airlines. That does almost too big of a coincidence.
It's a little on the nose,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Wizz Air is a Hungarian low-cost airline that serves many cities across. This reads like a press release.
Yeah, I'm a little suspicious. Mm-hmm. But like we said with the last story, it's so bad. I don't know if the police were involved. If the police were involved, it's bad publicity, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we will see if there's any future updates from Wizz Air. All right. Let's get to our next story this morning.
Sorry, guys. I had a spider emergency from Bergen. Rachel's up a lot with the baby, and she... there was a spider, apparently.
So. Good. Yes. Glad you took care of it.
Yeah.
All right. This is a story about a very rude eviction notice, which was posted and which then happened to go viral after the fact in Memphis, Tennessee, where a tenant got this sign, this cute sign on their door that says, "Guess who's moving?" And then there's an emoji. And then it's followed by you.
Passive aggressive note giving.
Yes. Now, Danny, does the landlord who sent this eviction notice, does he have any cover from last week being World Emoji Day?
I wondered that if this is old news from last week. And he was just taking part in Emoji Day. Otherwise, he would have written a real stern letter.
This is the type of landlord who carries notes in his car that are printed out that he went to Kinko's to print out that say, "Thanks for parking like an asshole, you asshole." And then he places them on cars anytime he sees a car. And he's like, "I'm so clever. This is so great." They're going to love it a little bit, but they're also going to get the point. And yeah, I think this is a person who doesn't know where the line is.
Is there any way to say nicely that you're being evicted? Isn't the news itself so terrible that no matter how you deliver it, it's going to not be great to receive?
That's correct.
You know what I'm saying? So why is this any worse than like, "Oh, by the way, I'm so sorry, but you're being evicted."
Even why is this worse?
Fake. Yeah.
Because you're being a dick about it.
No, but what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, the news is so bad that how it's delivered doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't. But you'd rather not the dude think he's being hilarious.
Well, Tyson, I could see you doing a note like this to someone.
No, I would never do that. If I were a landlord, I would never do that.
Okay, tell me. Talk
me through how unacceptable. That is socially unacceptable.
How do you evict somebody? Tell me how you would evict somebody.
Well, if they are breaking the rules, then you just state the rules they're breaking and say, "Due to these circumstances, you have to leave." If they're not keeping up on their rent, then you state that as the reason. If you are, that's the thing. There's certain reasons, like if the house is being sold out from under them, okay, that's another reason. But moving is like one of the most terrible human
experiences. Oh, I know that. But let me also point out that this slumlord, this man who manages all these properties, he's probably dealt years and years with people who don't pay, who don't leave, who break stuff. He probably started off being like you, this idealistic youngster with all these dreams of being a great landlord. And now, and now all of his dreams have been shattered. And he's like, "Yeah, these people won't leave. It doesn't matter what you do to get them out of here. Nothing matter. I try to be nice and their dicks are in return." So this is him, a cynical old man of a landlord. Leaving this note.
We don't know how old the landlord is.
I'm just going to assume from that note that in the emoji that he's not very old. But
So I watched the news report on this. I believe the tenant owes something in the neighborhood of like $850 in back rent. If he was to pay that money, he could stay. But it's an issue over money being owed for the rent. And that's why, and the tenant was, you know, very upset about like, why do you have to roast me? Why do you have to be so rude about evicting me? So Tyson, do you feel like was the issue here really the wrong choice of emoji? Because that's sort of like a happy face.
Mm-hmm.
Should it have been the poop emoji of like?
Should have been a sad face,
but sad emoji,
and not so many and maybe zero exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think changed the whole thing.
Changed the whole thing.
You're being removed from the premise or something like that. This took too much time to be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we don't know the backstory though.
Yeah,
seriously,
he owes $850 in rent.
No, we know the amount that's owed, but we don't know the history between these two people, the tenant and the landlord. They could have a history that goes way back of them being dicks to each other. That's what I'm saying. It's easy to judge the landlord for this note without knowing anything about the interactions previous to this note. That's all I'm going
to
say.
So we need to talk to the other tenants, I think.
Yeah, like maybe he's beloved, the landlord is, by everybody else.
You know, if this Mr. Furley here is actually a good guy and the tenant is kind of a jerk or vice versa.
Like, what if the tenant is a greyhounder? We don't know.
Yeah, but what if the landlord's a greyhounder?
He could be. That's what I'm saying. We need more information.
They're meant for each other.
They need to book a flight somewhere special on Spirit Airlines and go and mend their ways.
The landlord also had a reminder to say the rent is due on the 1st, not whenever.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to think about this story, but I'm not going to just come down on the side of the tenant because of one note. I don't know enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, just to update the story, I want to be factually correct. I believe that the landlord is actually a woman.
Oh,
does that make it okay, Rob? Is that what you're saying?
No. But I said that the landlord was he.
Oh, you assumed that all landowners were men.
Because that's how it used to be back in the old days.
That was the law, Tyson. Yes. My mistake.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry to all of our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. But, you know, I'm trying to just a wake up call then maybe.
For you? Mm-hmm. About land ownership?
A wake up call for me on the land ownership thing. But also a wake up call to the tenants. You're going to start getting rude eviction notices from the landlord.
It's
Chastity Blackburn.
It's just Twitter coming into every part of our life. That snarky Twitter talk is slowly moving into just everything that happens outside of Twitter.
Yeah. Should it have been like a Twitter meme, Tyson?
Have.
What about like that one where it's like the kid is like on the playground and he like knocks somebody out and all the other kids are like,
why would it be that?
Yeah. It's like, oh, you just got evicted. Like, should she have hung like an iPad up and that had like be playing that meme?
Well, I feel like then you just take the iPad and recoup.
Yeah. Sell it.
Maybe sell it for your rent.
Meme any better than emoji?
No, because it takes more time. Even a meme would take even more time.
Yeah, but memes are hilarious sometimes. So maybe.
Could be. Could be. All right. Let's talk about some happier news for our listeners who are in the UK, who got to check out something really cool this week.
Really special.
There was a statue erected of a sexy Jeff Goldblum in London. Danny, do we know why this statue of sexy Jeff Goldblum with a come hither look and a shirt open, why this was put up in London?
Okay, the statue is from Jurassic Park, the first one, when he's wounded. So it's actually a Jurassic Park throwback, and it's promoting Jurassic Park. So this is, I don't know if you remember the first one when he gets kind of beat up by the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
And then they have him laid out. This is him propped up doing his Jeff Goldblum thing, probably talking about chaos theory to the surviving members of Jurassic Park. So it comes from the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that what they didn't foresee is as they erected this statue, many more statues would be erected as they saw the Jeff Goldblum shirtless.
In salute to the Jeff Goldblum statue.
Yes.
Yeah. People were, so many pictures were taken this week with the giant Jeff Goldblum statue. Tyson, I could see a statue of you like this at some point. Cool.
You could? What would I have to do to get my own statue? Build it?
Well, I don't know. You'd probably have to begin construction on.
Okay.
The coolest thing about this statue is that, and I wonder if this is possible, if you're Jeff, could you acquire the statue and like put it in your backyard? How cool would that be if you have this huge backyard, people come over to visit, and you've got an awesome statue of yourself reclining in a super sexy pose? I mean, that's like living the dream right there. At least my dream.
Yeah. Couple things on the Jeff Goldblum statue. I don't know if they nailed the face.
It's hard to.
And, you know, that's always the hardest part of any sexy statue is getting the face right. And I don't know if they did him any favors in terms of the bulge here, Danny.
Yeah, it's probably wasn't done by like a master Renaissance artist.
You don't think this is a Rembrandt?
No. So it's going to have some flaws, but that shouldn't take away from the overall beauty.
Yeah.
The idea is what makes it beautiful.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I feel like that, while the pants appear to be very tight, I don't know if they did giant Jeff Goldblum any favors.
You can use your imagination and make it as big as you want. That's the great part about this statue.
Maybe he's leaves got a little bit down between his legs.
Like Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. We don't really know.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Okay.
But you can use your imagination.
Yeah.
At, you know, a giant 25 foot high Jeff Goldblum,
a micro penis is going to be about 4 feet long.
It's going to be huge.
Normal size.
Yeah.
The normal size. Okay. All right. Let's go then. I got another story here. Oh, this is a very sad story about a woman who was very unlucky in love to go on a date with this man, and his name is Keaton Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Kelton.
Yeah. Kelton Griffin.
Yeah.
And a woman went on a date with Kelton Griffin, and he suggested that they stop at a gas station to get some snacks. And while stopped at the gas station, Kelton took his date's car and drove off, stole her car. But that's not all. He stole her car with the intention, when she was able to track the car down via GPS, Kelton ended up taking her car to take another woman to a date at a drive-in movie theater. And the date was with the woman's god sister, and I had to look up what is a god sister.
What is a god sister?
I don't know what that is, and it turns out a god sister is the if you have a godparent, that is your godparent's kids.
Yes,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I found out last night that I have several god brothers and sisters,
and I have zero.
I'm also surprised that there's a drive-in that people can still go to.
It's, I think they're coming back a little bit as people are like, remember when people used to make life so hard and do this? Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danny, this guy, what a player.
Maybe it makes me wonder if we should maybe merge or start a company that's like a Tinder Uber mix. So you go on a date, you don't like the first date, that date has to take you to your next date.
Ooh, so they have to be a driver.
Yeah.
What, it makes me regret all of the dates I'd been on because I never played this hard.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, really, Kelton is just, he's, you know, knows these two women who happen to be related. And he feels like, well, I'd like to date her, but she has a car. So if I could somehow get on a date with her and then leave with her car, I could then take the other one out on the date.
Oh, here's another great fact that you're not mentioning is that when they stopped at the gas station, they stopped at the gas station because Kelton asked her to get him a cigar. So she sounds like a real keeper. She was willing to pull over her car because he doesn't have one and go into the gas station and buy him a cigar.
Right.
That's a dream.
If you're dating a dude, you definitely want him to look like a baller with a cigar.
And his own car.
And his own car.
That would be nice. Yeah. But now it's like, what? This guy should marry this woman who's willing to pick him up for a date and buy him a cigar.
This woman should have listened to the song. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a bit addicted, my love from me. While hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Yeah.
Remember? This guy's a scrub. If she would have just listened to that song, she would have known.
He's definitely a scrub. Yeah.
Well, he really is a scrub, because then when they got to the drive-in movie theater, it turns out that then he made the second date pay for the drive-in movie.
Wow, this guy has got some strong game. He's got people pay for everything.
Look, he was probably saying to himself, look, a couple hours ago, I had no dates, no car, no cigar,
no drive-in movie,
and look at me now.
Do you think he is going to be the new hot felon?
Well,
no picture of him.
I'm not sure.
I think there's a reason for that.
I mean, he's fine, but I don't know if he's fine.
That's an amazing man. He's got some great skills.
But what he's got so much game, Kelton. But he just was not anticipating the GPS in the car.
No.
Totally.
Maybe there's slim pickings when it comes to men in that part of Memphis, which is where I think it was. So it's like Kelton's the only guy in town, or the only game in town. So it's like all the women are fighting for him.
Have you ever seen the show Godless on Netflix? He's like the only man in a town full of women because all the other men died in the coal mine, and he's the only one that refused to work in the coal mine. So now he's the guy.
Yep. Salt mine.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
In the galactic salt mine, this is the only guy that avoided it when it collapsed.
Yeah. So the woman that had her car stolen, she says, I hope he's in jail for a long time. I never want to speak to him again.
Yeah, I won't be surprised to find that they're dating.
Yeah, they're dating now.
Well, maybe the god sister is going to be dating him.
Or maybe he'll be dating both.
I think he's going to be
doing naked yoga. Mm-hmm. Got it all. Yeah.
No word on what the movie was. What movie do you think they went to go see?
James Bond Octopussy.
James Bond Octopussy? Was that playing?
That's the only movie I ever saw at a drive-in.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Let's see.
My parents took me to that movie.
I don't even know. Drive-in. Again, I'm shocked that drive-ins still exist. Do they get normal movies at drive-ins, or can you only get like old movies? Because no,
you
new
could
movie
get
wants
normal movies.
Them.
I don't know if you can now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Let me see. So I think that there's a the Malco Summer Drive-In.
Ooh, investigative work. Okay. I like this.
Mm. So what do you think they went to go see? Equalizer 2.
yes, that's what they went to go see.
Don't read it.
Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. That's actually Mamma Mia 2. Did you know that?
Yeah. It's so Danny loves the entire franchise.
Everybody knows that. Skyscraper.
Okay.
I didn't know that was out yet. Unfriended, Dark Web.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think
Uncle Drew, Hotel Transylvania 3, or Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I think it's Equalizer 2, dude. Because this guy's so baller, he gets to choose the movie.
And he sounds like he would choose Equalizer. The minute you read that to me, I felt a connection to this man.
Too. Yeah. I was like, it's Equalizer 2.
Is the move that you want to go to a movie that that nobody really wants to see at the drive-in? So then he's going to put the moves on the god sister?
Why?
And there's lots of parking spots available. So
I think there's got to be lots of parking spots available no matter what at the drive-in, because people can go to regular movies.
At this drive-in.
Dog Days?
I don't think that's out yet.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready to go?
Take me. There.
Dig in okay. there.
All right. Before we get to Danny and his wonderful Baltal, let me take a moment and let me thank one of our sponsors here today. Those are our friends over at Digster, because at Digster, D-I-G-S-T-E-R, they have a playlist for every
Digster
moment, mood, and minute of your life. Say that you are you are on a hot date. You want to set the right mood. This would be a great time to reach for a Digster playlist. Really anytime, because they are soundtracking your world one playlist at a time. Go to digster.fm to see what we're talking about. They've got thousands of the best playlists. It's like your best friend made you a favorite mixtape. It's like Tyson said, hey, here are the perfect songs for every occasion, and I have made them just for you, knowing your exact music taste. Like when he recently was singing.
Oh, yeah. Scrub?
Yeah. That was one of them. That would have been perfect.
My whole entire playlist is actually only that song.
Mm-hmm. They've got amazing playlists between genre and time and decade. They've even put together a Digster playlist based on my amazing taste in music. Artists like Billy Joel, Bon Jovi, Notorious B.I.G., Queen. It's all there. Go ahead and check that out at digster.fm/Rob to follow, share, and listen. They're going to be updating it as well, adding more and more tracks based on musical artists that I enjoyed over the years. Of course, you can follow that list and listen over and over. They're going to update it all summer long. So go ahead, check that out at digster.fm/Rob to listen to the playlist and hear other Podcast One artist playlists as well at digster.fm to find the best mix for every moment, mood, and minute of your life. Okay. And with that, let us now journey to not the artist that you could hear on the playlist. Let us now journey to Danny's.
Can I say something first? When speaking of Digster, when I was young, very young, me and my brother made a mixtape, and it had Informer by Snow on it on repeat, the entire tape, both sides, so we could listen to Informer uninterrupted. We recorded it from the radio, so it was a great quality. And I think I bumped into that tape a few years ago. I was like, oh, what's the next song? Oh, it's Informer. Oh, what's the next song? Oh, Informer. Oh, what's the next song? Ooh. It was a surprise every time. Very good. Very good playlist.
You know what else is a great playlist?
Yeah, the greatest song ever.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal mission.
I'm so relaxed. And it's not just the Costa Rican air. So that song puts me into a state of mind I can't find anywhere else. But
hyper-focused on your bolt hole.
Yeah, duty calls. Have you guys heard of the In My Feelings Challenge?
No. Feelings Challenge. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Also known as the Kiki Challenge.
Oh, yeah, where you dump a bucket of ice water on your head and then send a bunch of money somewhere?
No, it's not. You dump a bucket of ice on your head while eating a Tide Pod and eating cat poop. It's none of those things, Tyson.
Okay.
It's getting out of a moving car and dancing to a Drake song. Drake, the musical artist.
And is this like a real thing, or is just one person doing
this? No, this is a real thing. It's such a real thing that the guy who started it, not Drake himself, but another guy named, I think Shiggy is his name.
Shiggy?
An influencer, Tyson, one of your favorite people on the earth. It's such a real thing that Drake personally thanked Shiggy for getting it going and moving In My Feelings up the chart. Wow. So The challenge is, as far as I can tell from the videos I've watched, you get out and you do a dance. So your car's moving. You exit your moving car, which is always a brilliant idea.
As a driver.
And then you dance while someone in the passenger seat films you from the moving car as you walk along doing a dance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Great idea, and right? Everything, nothing wrong
no
with
accidents.
That. Lots of accidents. And so some countries are moving to ban or make illegal the Kiki Challenge, such as Egypt. And, well, I mean, we're not surprised that Egypt would do that. But Spain
are we not?
As well.
Yeah, they're worried about that red sarcophagus juice.
You make sarcophagus juice with this challenge. Who knows what will happen? But, you know, the thing is, with all these challenges, like the Tide Pod and some of these other ones, they're just, I bring this up because it's a common theme and because they're just so stupid.
Yeah.
You're asking for trouble.
Yeah. Well, here's an article from CBS in Boston. The police chief is warning about the super dangerous In My Feelings challenge.
Yep, there we go. See, it's probably all over the world. This guy, this is really a literal viral infection. People getting out of a moving car. Cars aren't cheap, by the way, as you know, and you don't want to exit one while it's moving.
It's only super
dangerous. Some cars aren't cheap.
Someone gets sucked into the wheels of a car or dragged, or the driver's recording. How are you getting sucked into the wheels of a car, Dan?
Yeah, it's not like an airplane. I did see one
video. When your car
is
idling. You get sucked in.
I did see one video where a kid got hit by an oncoming car, but I felt like it was staged.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I want to report that as being real because it did look fake, but he did get out.
You do it, Danny? What this kid is doing? So the car is moving and then he's dancing.
Looking back at the camera next to the open driver's door. Yeah, that's how you do it.
He's a pretty good dancer.
Yeah.
Everyone's a pretty good dancer compared to me. But
I don't know how you get sucked into the wheels of the car, but
that's like grown up talk. That's what people say to scare you. Like, don't ever put your arm out the window because it'll get ripped off by a school bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things. Like, get sucked under the car.
And who is that? Is that kid Shiggy?
Well, Shiggy, let me find Shiggy.
That wasn't Shiggy.
Shiggy was the initial guy. Let me find him. A picture of him. He's in this article.
Let me see.
I can't find.
Oh. And he just invented that. Is he? Shiggy. And Drake was right like, "That was great.
That was great. Thanks for doing that. It helped move that song up the charts because literally, like the next day, I guess, or at least a couple days later, there were hundreds of people who had sent in videos doing this in my feelings or whatever it's called, challenge.
Yeah.
So it's just another Tide Pod. It's just another thing. We've reached a point in society where we have everything we need, and now we have to go out and do things to risk our own lives to feel alive. You know, it used to be you had to run from the saber-toothed tiger, or you had to worry about where you were positioned in society. And now it's like we all have so much that this is what it takes to feel alive. These types of Tide Pod challenges. This is just another Tide Pod.
Okay. All right, slightly less dangerous than the Tide Pod, right?
I don't know. Moving vehicles, I feel like this is more dangerous than the Tide Pod.
I feel like
only maybe one person even ever put a Tide Pod in their mouth. Well,
Tyson's very cynical very skeptical when it comes to these challenges. But I think is bigger, Tyson.
With this, Danny, I think that you might not die if you do this. But I feel like that if you do the Tide Pod challenge, you definitely will die.
How many people have died from the Tide Pod challenge?
I think
we'll
it's
see.
400,000.
Well, what we should do is wait for this.
Put a dent in the Earth's population. Yeah.
Let's wait for this challenge to subside, and then we'll compare them side by side. Look at the casualty rates. That's the only way we can do it.
From a Tide Pod challenge,
I think six. I want to say six, maybe.
I want to say four or six or something. Right.
According to the Washington Post, 12,000 poison control calls last year for people eating Tide Pods.
Deaths?
Not sure. That actually is a lot, but I think most of them were little kids.
Yeah. Not Tide Pod challengers.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, we'll see. We don't have the numbers yet on how many people have died because of Shiggy's challenge.
In my feelings challenge. We'll have to wait to see the bodies pile up.
Yeah, and then we'll get blood on Shiggy's hands.
Even one death. If I started a viral challenge that resulted in even one death, I'd feel really
Who
bad.
Who would be more responsible, Danny? Drake or Shiggy?
Well, not Drake at all.
I'd put out a...
No, Drake already said thank you. He shouldn't have said thank you.
That is true. He condoned the behavior, but...
Yeah. Hey, guys, what's going on? This is your boy, Drizzy. I have nothing to do with the Shiggy challenge.
Don't Google the Shiggy challenge. Don't do the Shiggy challenge.
You could get sucked into the wheels of a car. Don't, I'm telling you, I disavow.
The trick is to get people interested in it, but still,
I don't know Shiggy.
Discourage people.
I have nothing to do with him.
I watch each and every video and think, oh God, I hope this kid doesn't get hurt. But I do watch them all.
Everything in my power to make sure that no kids are harmed dancing to my music.
All it's going to take is one person to get sucked into the wheels like a turbine engine for all of us to suddenly realize that you can get sucked into the wheels of a car.
Yeah. Okay.
That's true.
All right. Be safe out there.
Be safe. We do not support the Shiggy challenge.
I'm not into any type of challenges, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
I can't dance. So.
Nope.
Not the drive-in movie challenge?
No. Meh. Every few months I get on Twitter and try and challenge more famous people to the ALS challenge, but that thing's long.
That's gone. Maybe challenge to this, Tyson. Maybe challenge your enemies to this.
The snow mixtape challenge.
Ooh, that would be cool. They'd have to listen to A side and B side.
Yep. and listen to it dancing from a moving vehicle.
Yeah, okay. I'll come up with something.
On a hoverboard. Remember we used to talk about exploding hoverboards?
Yeah, that wasn't even a challenge, and yet it was still dangerous.
Yeah, and people were paying to do it.
Whatever happened? Nobody rides a hoverboard anymore?
Because they were starting on fire.
Yeah, the news cycle moved on. There were more exciting things like Tide Pod eatings and like bath salt victims to talk about.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff.
Too many people now peeing on airplanes, so we're distracted.
A lot.
News cycle moves on.
Give me a new shiny toy.
All right. We have in the chat here, Andrew T. from Periscope says, wow, Danny really isn't fat.
No, not at all. Well,
he's actually looking quite lean right now.
Yeah.
Which goes along with our review of the week.
Let's
hear it.
The Man of Your Dreams, 5-star, by Little Frogger from Minecraft.
Cool.
For the past 3 months, I have been training to become the best News AF informant alive. My journeys are dangerous. An achy boom boom now. My journeys are dangerous, enlightening, and most often straight up terrifying. From risking my life aboard Spirit Airlines to succumbing to the sweet, sweet sounds of Bob Ross each night, I have become wise in the study of radical news. On my most recent excursion, I faced my deepest, darkest fears and hopped onto a Greyhound bus, not knowing what was in store. I began taking notes on my surroundings, and not surprisingly, all but one person was shoogling. Then I hear it. The rich voice of a rotund man, one I have heard oh so many times, with the excitement of a suburban mom when she sees an unopened package on her neighbor's doorstep. I whipped my head around, only to see a lean, vascular D. No Danny Sunday in sight. So I push forward, continuing my schooling in the ways of News AF in the hopes of one day catching a glimpse of Skeet Dog in the wild.
Is that it? Because that made me laugh so hard I'm crying. Is that, that's a mixture of emotion.
Veiny
D.
Lean vascular D. Remember, that was your nickname for a little bit.
But did he have a picture? Did he see Danny on a Greyhound bus?
Oh.
It sounds like he bumped into someone called Lean Vascular D.
That's different.
But whether
that's
or not
a very different
Danny.
Person.
Look, check out what's going on Greyhound bus. Free Wi-Fi on the bus and power outlets. It seems like they're encouraging people to bring laptops on the bus.
If you're going to shoogle, you're going to need the internet. So that totally makes sense.
Yeah. So come on the Greyhound bus and bring your laptop.
Greyhound, we've got shoogling.
Yeah. Look, you can get a virtual tour on the bus, inside the bus. This is what it looks like in there.
That's what a brand new one looked like 15 yeah. years ago.
After a week, it looks totally different.
Getting up. He's getting his
overhead bin.
Yeah, he's getting his backpack out. Yeah. There's a restroom, so you don't have to pee on the floor. So much going
on. You still can.
Yeah. Okay. Try to check out at your seat, see what's going on. Yeah, get your everybody's on their phone, looking at God knows what on the Greyhound bus.
All of it's acceptable. No judgment. No judgments there. Shoogle away.
Danny, we should be handing out books on the Greyhound bus. Get everybody off the internet on the Greyhound bus.
Yeah, try it. It's like a rehabilitation center, right? For those who like to shoogle on airlines. Then they get back into the airlines. Like, let's get them back on their feet and off their butts.
Yeah, no liquids and some some textbooks. That's it.
Yeah, some really stern textbooks.
I think classics like Charles Dickens mm-hmm. and
perfect
Steinbeck get a lot of some depressing classic reads in
that
there.
Teach life lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
All right, that'll do it for us here today. What a wonderful news. I have just a programming note. For a couple of weeks here, maybe through August, are going to be switching up our recording schedule for a little bit. So we'll keep you posted on what day of the week we're going to record on. But we're going to get off Tuesday for a couple of weeks here on News AF, maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. So be on the lookout for that.
And this is in no way signaling the slow demise of News AF. Like TV shows, the second they start shifting nights, you know it's the beginning of the end.
Race.
Yeah.
Okay. Danny, anything else that you wanted to throw out there?
No, just that was a great review. It started to feel like Tyson was reading a novel to us, a beautiful, sensual novel.
It was.
Yes. Tyson, what else is it? You got spiders to kill? Shiggy challenges to do?
Well, Bergen was like, come with me and look at this spider. And there was no spider. I didn't find one. Mm-hmm. So either it got away or we're playing pretend. And let's see what I got going on the rest of this week. Probably just baby stuff.
Baby stuff.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So much fun being back with you guys here today. Of course, you can join our News AF group. You could watch the full video of Danny talking to his classmates from high school, from the class of 1997, and all the stories that
good year.
Did not
that was a
make
good year.
The cut here for News AF. When you go to facebook.com/groups/groupAF to join us. Over 2,000 people are in our Facebook group. So very, very
real people. 2,000 real people. 2,000
real people. Mm-hmm. No spam bots allowed.
We will allow robots, but not spam bots.
Yes, I agree.
And
Rob, are you class of 97 too?
96.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you're a year smarter than us.
Yep. Yeah, well, thank you for that being the word you chose. the one rule that we do adhere to is that if you come in to the group and your first post is promoting your own podcast, we will ban you from the group. That is the hard and fast rule that we've stuck by.
Yes, we'll never deviate from that rule.
Yes. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.